Masechta Shvius, Parak Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Chechrin Nirin Min Evdi Kichavim B'Shvius. One is allowed to make a lease agreement to lease Nirin, which are plowed fields, Min Evdi Kichavim, from non-Jews, or literally idol worshippers or non-Jews, B'Shvius on the Shemitah year. Even though it may cause him to go and plow the field on the Shemitah year in order to provide for the upcoming year a plowed field, but it's okay because he's doing it for his own benefit, because then he can charge a higher price for leasing a field that's already been plowed. Avolemi Yisrael, but one cannot lease a field from a Yid for the eighth year, for the year after Shemitah, when he's suspected of leasing a plowed field, when this Yid is suspected of potentially plowing the field on Shemitah, so then one would not be able to lease and cause him to plow the field on the Shemitah year. Machzikin Yidei Avdi Kichavim B'Shvius, one is allowed to give chizuk, words of encouragement, to Avdi Kichavim, non-Jews that are working on the Shemitah year, even though preferably not to, but over here for Shalom one is allowed to. Avalei de Yisrael, but one's not allowed to give chizuk to a Jew who's working on Shemitah year. Also, v'shalem mishlemem, one is allowed to say shalom aleichem and wish shalom to a avdei kechavim, a non-Jew, an idol worshiper, who is you can wish him a shalom aleichem. The Rav says this is talking about even b'yom chagam, even on their holidays, which generally there's a concern that if you wish them shalom on their holiday, they may come to thank their Avodah Zarah, which is problematic. You're causing them to worship their Avodah Zarah. But Mepnei Darkei Shalom, the Mishnah says, in order to, for the sake of peace, these two things were allowed, to give chizuk for their work on the Shemitah year, as well as the wishing them shalom, which is shalom is one of Hashem's names that was allowed even on their holiday, Mepnei Darkei Shalom, for the sake of peace. Mishnah Dalit. Hamedel Vazesim, someone who's thinning out his olive trees. They're too compact, too close together, and he's thinning out and cutting down some of the olive trees to make space between them. Beishamai Aimran, Beishamai says Yagim. He's got to cut the trees down to the stump, but he can't pull out the roots, because that would look like he's preparing the ground for planting it. Ubeisil Aimran Misharis, Beishil says he's allowed to even uproot the roots of these plants that he's thinning out. Umaydim, and they agree, Beisol agrees to Beishamai ben Machlik, when he's making an open, smooth area in his field. So he's not just thinning out, but he's removing a significant amount of trees to make a clearing in his field. So in such a case, Achiyagam, he's only allowed to cut it down to the stump, but he can't uproot it, because that significant space, it's going to be look like preparing the ground to plant in it. The Mishnah now clarifies what's the difference. Ezuhu Amedel, what's considered a thinning out? Echad Eishnayim, that's removing one or two from a group of three trees. So he didn't remove three trees in a row, only one or two out of the three. But Hamachlik, what's considered making a clearing in his field, that's Shalesh Zebetzad Zer, three in a row. Removing three trees in a row already makes a significant clearing. That it's a problem to uproot, according to all opinions, even according to Beis Hillel. But Madzvam Ramurim, where do we say that there's problems of uprooting in the cases that they apply, each one according to Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai? That's all a problem, Mitech Shalai, when he's uprooting trees in his own field. And then, he's suspected of preparing the ground for planting. Ava Mitech Shal Chaveri, but uprooting in his friend's field, Af Hamachlik Yusharish, even if he's making a clearing, Yesharish, he's allowed to uproot. So Beis Hillel agrees over here that he's allowed to uproot. This is because in his friend's, when he's taking from his friend's field, it's clear he's not doing it for planting purposes. It's not his property. Rather, he's doing it because he wants the wood for firewood or whatever it is. And therefore, it's allowed to be done on the Shemitah year.